Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Load them up, boys.
Go coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Administrative note to any of you that are listening right now live. Yes, I've been under the weather. Yes, I've been under doctor's care. Yes, I have been. It's all been due to reactions to medications, and I think all of that is behind us now. Hopefully, from here on out, barring acts of God, technical difficulties, and well, the assorted holidays should be behind us now. But that's beside the point, because it's the weaponized woman time. And, of course, the weaponized woman's been absent a bit. She's been going places. She can't even tell me where all she's been going, or she'd have to kill me. How's it going?
Pretty good. How are you, Bill?
I'm good. The weaponized woman, for those of you that don't know, is, of course, Keita Bussey. And I understand that you have some questions from listeners.
Yes, I made a couple of posts so people could chime in and ask questions they want to know about movement.
Sure. So share that with them about movement, if you would.
Share the question?
Share the question and your answer.
Okay. Did you send me all the questions? I sent you the questions.
Okay. So I'll share the question. So.
Okay.
Here we go. What's the most overlooked thing about movement in the shooting sports?
Honestly, it's staying low. It seems really simple, and really it is, but it is a hard habit to break when you're used to popping up into position and when you're used to standing up pretty tall. And this is something I've seen with specialized teams as well, as they're doing room clearing and things like that. They're actually standing up pretty tall. And for one thing, that's jarring to your sight, so it makes the shooting part harder. And for another thing, if you're standing up tall, you're not in an athletic stance, and it's really hard to get yourself moving out of that position.
So basically you're talking about being in a coiled position, ready to spring.
In an athletic stance.
Yeah.
Having your feet at least shoulder width apart, if not slightly farther, and having your hips and knees bent.
When Keita's moving side to side laterally, or she's even when she turns and squares up on something, she never straightens her legs, and you seem quite light of the step. It's like you have very much control over how much weight is coming down when you step, which I really is a mystery to me how you do that.
You really have to be moving cat-like, and that's something I noticed with some of the guys I've been training. On these specialized teams, that they really do need to move more cat-like, especially clearing the house. If they're clearing a house with nods, then their advantage is that they can see and nobody else can, right? So they're wearing the night vision,
sure.
So they have the element of surprise. So if you're standing up tall, you're going to be putting too much weight on each step, and it's hard to tread lightly, and they're going to hear your footsteps.
It's hard to move fast when you've got that much weight on your feet, right? It's hard to move fast.
It's tough to move quickly, and it's tough to move quietly.
Good stuff. So, question number two. When should the drop step be used, and what is its purpose? Maybe you could describe the drop step the best way you can for those who might not, like me, who doesn't know what you're talking about here.
The drop step is when you take a step in the wrong direction to launch yourself in the right direction. I talk about it like your center of gravity is zero, and any weight that you have in the opposite direction of the way you want to be moving is negative momentum. Any weight that you have in the direction you want to be moving is positive momentum. So anytime you have momentum that's negative or in the wrong, your gravity is in the wrong direction, then you can use the drop step. So you're taking a step opposite from the way you want to be moving and using your joints, your ankles, like a springboard to launch you in this moving.
So you're sort of rearing back with the drop step.
Something like that. You can also use it to move forward, and in that case, it's called a split step, where you take a step backward to launch yourself forward. So let's say you're standing erect with your feet together. You have no momentum. You're at zero at that point. So
right.
To create momentum, you take a step back to launch yourself forward. Now, typically, if you're in a lean and it's not that bad of a lean, it's going to be faster to use the mass of the gun to pull you out of position rather than using the drop step, simply because with the drop step, you are adding a step in the wrong direction. It's got to be a pretty significant lean in the wrong direction for it to be worth it.
Yeah, I get that. Now, this is a very important question coming up. You may have to stretch this into the next segment.
Okay.
How can movement save lives in the real world?
In oh so many ways. So this has been my new pet, is using movement to help save lives, working with specialized teams. So I've seen it happen. I've gotten reports back from guys who've been deployed and gone on mission and come back and say that 3 seconds that came off their movement in my class was the difference between getting shot and not getting shot. And sometimes movement is the only thing you have in your arsenal to save yourself. Let's say you've got a sniper off so many hundreds of yards away and all you've got is a pistol. The only thing you have at your disposal to save you is movement.
Is this now for people that are trying to take your class to take this, to apply this to the real world? Do they have to be? Do you have to show them or tell them about this, about how to apply that in the real world? Do you have to explain to them where this would be applicable?
Well, if I'm just teaching my movement class for competition, a lot of times I'll have teams come in and take that class. And they take from it what they will, and they're really high-level guys, so they know what they can use and what they can't. But I am putting together a new curriculum where I do actually explain these things with the help of Mike Glover, who has been in these real-life situations. So what we're doing is he's showing me the tactics, and I am applying the research on movement to the tactics he already uses and knows. So he's showing me, this is the way it's always been done. How can we make it better based on research? So that's what we've been working on, and we have found some really good things.
Yeah. I would imagine that it takes a technical and a tactical kind of guy.
Yeah, and I don't claim to be that by any means. I am simply taking the research on movement that I have done and applying it to what I'm seeing him do.
Okay. Now, when you show that, when you're showing that to him, well, I tell you what. Before you go, we're heading into the break. How do they find you?
180firearmstraining@gmail.com is my email if you'd like to set up a class or order a personalized copy of my book, Smart Move, Economy of Motion for the Shooting Sport. You can find me on Instagram, Keita Bussey, and on Facebook, 180firearmstraining.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Brinklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD
at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. We're speaking with Keita Bussey. She's the weaponized woman. She's recently been out doing a bunch of things and shooting a bunch of things, but we got questions to ask her. Are you ready again for some more?
Let's do it.
Now, you ran into this when you were in Colombia because you had to deal with Mean Gene, because Mean Gene Higdon, he has bad knees. How do you work with people that have bad knees because you advocate this low, ready, springy position? How do they work with that? How do they work with a joint issue?
So our bodies are designed in such a way that they move best front to back. Even though we can move our joints and muscles side to side, they work most efficiently moving front to back. So ideally, if you're pushing out of a shooting position, you want to be rotating your hips in the direction of movement, rotating your ankles in the direction of movement, so you're not putting that lateral pressure on that joint.
Right.
And sometimes, even if you're adding more steps to your movement in order to take a path that uses your joints front to back, even adding those more steps is going to be faster simply because that's the way your body moves efficiently if you've had injuries.
Okay, that makes sense. That makes sense. What about, is there any sort of injury that somebody can have to where maybe they should seriously think about not doing some of this stuff to where they might actually hurt themselves?
Well, I think as long as you're moving efficiently, then you're able to do it.
Right.
The crossover step that I teach where you're taking your trailing foot and crossing it in front of your leading foot can cause some pressure sideways on that ankle. So in that case, if they have an ankle injury, that's one they might want to avoid. And instead, just take a step with the foot that's already in the direction you want to move.
Okay.
And I know a lot of people don't advocate for crossing their feet anyway. I have found that as long as it's something you practice, it's not an issue. But there are some people who really struggle with it, and if you're one of those people, then don't do it. That's totally fine.
Yeah. That's because they're afraid everybody's going to trip up when they cross their feet, that they're going to trip up.
A lot of people are, and if you know you're one of those people, then don't do it. That's fine.
Don't do it. That's right. Yeah. So do you, I mean,
no,
do you ever get people that are just so, now there could be people that would come to you that might just be really, really stiff, not hurt, but stiff.
Or uncoordinated. Yes.
Oh, so how do you deal with this?
So with those people, they tend to have to process basically learning how to walk again. So I show them the efficient way to move, and then usually they have to go sleep on it and think about it. And then they come back the next day and things start clicking, and they start moving more proficiently than they've ever moved in their life. The kind of people who, when they're walking through a mall, you see them walking and think, well, that's weird, because their arms aren't swinging, or some odd thing that they just never really adapted to in their day-to-day movement. So they're learning something that completely unnatural for them, and they have to sort of rewire their brain. So it's not that it's not possible, it's just that it's more challenging for some people, just, you know, because we all move differently.
I would imagine that. Has that ever been a challenge to you? Have you ever been sitting around going, hey, trying to figure out how to pass this on to them?
I had people in my class who have never moved their arms their entire lives while they're walking or running. They just hang down by their sides. And I literally had to teach them how to move their arms. And it usually starts with them pumping their arms together so they both move forward and both move back at the same time. And that's step one. Then step two is trying to alternate them so it moves right, then left, then right, then left. But then usually that goes along with your right foot moves forward and your right arm moves forward, which is the opposite of how it should be. So then the next step is to alternate your arm movements with your leg movements. So we work on it in steps, and we can get you there, but it's a long thought process, and you really do have to sleep on it and think about it and work your way through it like you're learning how to walk all over again.
Yeah, I could see where that would be an issue. I remember in the I remember seeing some guys in the military. I'm lucky, or I was lucky. I don't know how lucky I am now, but I was lucky because when I was younger, I could pretty much imitate anything anybody would do movement-wise and be close enough to what they were trying to get me to do to where it just took a little bit of correction. But there's some people that will look at what you're doing that cannot figure out to save their life what you're doing and how to do it. Have you ever run across that?
Yeah, absolutely. I don't think I've ever run across anybody that I couldn't help at least improve their movement. Maybe it's not ever going to be perfect the way you would see an athlete move, but we can get them to be more efficient than whatever level they're at right now.
Well,
so even if they get their arms moving a little bit, that's going to give them more momentum than having them hanging down by their side. So that's always my goal, is that you leave faster than you came. You're moving more efficiently than when you arrived. I don't expect it to be perfect. I just hope that it's an improvement. Or if you can't fix it in the two-day class, then at least you can take it with you and work on it, and I would hope that you would come back, and when I see you again, it's better, and we can go from there to improve it even more.
Well, we're coming up on the next break. Now, how do people find you? How do people train with you if they want to train with you, and how do they find the book?
Smart Move, Economy of Motion for the Shooting Sports is my book. You can email me, 180firearmstraining@gmail.com, to order a personalized copy or to set up a class. If you go to 180firearmstraining.com and click on the calendar, you can see my class schedule, or you can set one up near you if you don't see one near you. I'm on Instagram, Keita Buffy, and Facebook, 180firearmstraining.
And we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Spike Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spike's Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spike's Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden's administration shut down a State Department inquiry into whether the coronavirus could have spread out of a lab where the Chinese government was studying coronavirus. The Biden administration reportedly cutting off the inquiry this spring after questioning the legitimacy of the research and ultimately concluding it was a poor use of resources. NIH Director Francis Collins was asked on Capitol Hill by Republican Senator from Louisiana John Kennedy if he knew the Biden administration blocked the probe.
The State Department's like the prior administration's study. Did they consult with you, Dr. Collins?
I read about it in the press this morning.
They just spiked it without talking to their experts? You don't want to answer that one, do you?
I just read about it.
At least 9 people are dead in a mass shooting at a light rail facility in San Jose, California. The suspected shooter among the dead. USA Radio News. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is criticizing the economic policies of President Biden and congressional Democrats.
Democrats had already dreamt up a massive, record-shattering Washington spending spree. Liberals saw the crisis as a tremendous opportunity to restructure things to fit our vision.
The Kentucky Republican speaking on the Senate floor saying Democrats are running up the nation's credit card bill. Amazon is involved in another mega media deal.
E-commerce giant Amazon announced Wednesday it has purchased MGM Studios for $8.45 billion. Once one of Hollywood's top dogs, MGM Studios has fallen on hard times since the beginning of the century. MGM is currently owned privately and counts a number of hedge funds as its owners. It's Amazon's biggest acquisition since it bought Whole Foods for $13.7 billion in 2017. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. We're speaking with Keita Bussey, the weaponized woman. Got one more question for you, unless you have meant to send me others that I haven't gotten.
Yeah.
So, the question is, how do the line tracing exercise in Smart Move, the book, improve your vision for shooting?
In my book, Smart Move, Chapter 5, I talk about research done by Joan Vickers. She's the kinesiologist, the kinesiologist who figured out what differentiates elite athletes who have to aim from other professional athletes who have to aim. And she put on eye-tracking glasses on these elite athletes to find out what they're doing differently. So the eye exercises in the book are line tracing sorts of exercises, and what this does is help smooth out saccades. So saccades are when your eyes jump from one focal point to the next, and you can do this right now just sitting where you are. Trace your eyes along, let's say, the crack between a wall and a ceiling, some straight line. Try tracing your eyes across that. What you'll feel is they jump from one point to the next, and that's called a saccade. During a saccade, it's kind of like a blink. You're not taking in any visual input. So you want those to be really smooth if you're trying to track a target or transition between two focal points from one target to the next. So practicing that helps smooth out those saccades and visual pursuits.
You know, martial artists, Bruce Lee, his guy, Dan Inosanto, does something along those lines or did something along those lines. I think Danny is probably in his 80s now, so I don't know if he does that now. But that was something they were doing in the 70s to teach people to be able to read their opponent.
Yeah, I've heard of that too. This is a little more in-depth. This research started in 2007. So at that time, they didn't have the equipment available that they did in 2007, and it's gotten even more advanced since then, to the point where you can go and have your vision evaluated. Right Eye is a company all over the country where you can find a location near you, go sit at a computer, and it actually tracks your eye movements and tells you what your deficiencies are. So that will tell you if you're having trouble with cicades sort of jerking your eyes around, and it'll tell you if you have excessive head movements too. So your head has a lot more mass than your eyes, which is one of the reasons you want to get your eyes to the target first. The head will follow. If you're jerking your head to the target, then because of the inertia, it makes it a lot harder to find your focal point on the target.
How many people do you try to teach this to that just have all of this native onboard already ability, but they don't understand what they're doing? How many people do you teach this to and you see a light go off in their eyes?
All of them.
Yeah.
But there are people who are really good at it already. Typically, it's people who have shot feet or trap or something like that where they have to track the clay with their eyes, and they started doing it from childhood. They have this sort of innate ability because they've pre-programmed all these neural pathways from childhood, where learning the skill as an adult is much more difficult. And this is where playing video games actually helps people with visual pursuit and helps with that hand-eye coordination and that sort of look and click that comes into shooting. You look at your target and just pull the trigger, and it's going to be there as long as you have a good grip and trigger control.
Yeah. I wonder about that sometimes because I've seen people that will be shooting. They don't have the grip right. They don't know how to stand. They're leaning a little bit too much into it, but they are really hitting on target. Everything about what they're doing is wrong as far as the technique part of it. But they're hitting the target. And I have a, you know, I think back to the time, you know who Hank Aaron was, right?
I do not.
Hank Aaron was Hammer and Hank. He played for the Atlanta Braves. Prior to Barry Bonds getting all juiced up and breaking his home run record, he was the home run king. And when he came in, he was a right-handed batter. But he put his hand, he took his left hand and put it on top of his right hand when he would grip the bat and stand in the right-handed batting box. And that was a problem because a high inside pitch would break his arm.
Mm-hmm.
Prior to them making that correction when he got to the big leagues, because he did that until he got into the minor leagues, prior to them making that correction, he was absolutely lethal in the batter's box. He would knock it all over the park, out of the park every time, all the time. And then they fixed that. But my question becomes, what did they fix exactly? They just changed something. They didn't really do anything to his ability except change it. Do you run into that kind of thing when you're working with students where they're just doing so many things wrong, and you have to slow them down a little bit and try to bring them along? And do they improve once they begin to get comfortable with a proper technique? And if they're doing it wrong, this is a long question, I know. And if they're doing it wrong, how long can they maintain that? Can they duplicate that every time?
Well, another question is, was he doing it wrong, or was that something that actually worked for him that he should have kept on doing?
Yeah.
So what happens, if he was left-handed and switching to his right hand, typically if you're left-handed, your left hand has better fine motor skills, and your right hand has better gross motor skills, or right arm. So his right arm was probably more powerful, but then he was using his left arm and the fine motor skills of his left arm to guide his right arm, from what you've described to me, just based on my understanding of body mechanics.
Well, I find that interesting in that there's a lot of things that there's a lot of idiosyncrasies that somebody like you would have to face as an instructor. And I wonder about that.
I never look at it as this is the way it's always been done, so this is what you need to do. I look at it as, is this working for you and your body type? And if it's working, why would I change it? If it's not working, then we need to address some things. And usually I'll take one thing at a time to adjust. And what happens is they do see a 20%, approximately a 20% drop in their scores initially because they're tweaking things and trying to change things. But once it becomes subconscious, then they see a huge leap in their scores. They get that 20% back and then some.
Coming up on the next break, and, well, if you've never taken a movement class, you really should take a movement class because it is for everybody. And right about now, Keita is going to tell you how to get in touch with her to take a movement class, how to find her website and where her book is and all that other stuff. Take it away.
If you would like to set up a class near you, email me, 180firearmstraining@gmail.com. If you would like to order a personalized copy of my book, Smart Move, Economy of Motion for the Shooting Sports, which includes the eye movement training, you can email me, 180firearmstraining@gmail.com. I'm also on Instagram, Keita Bussey, Facebook, 180firearmstraining, and I have a website, 180firearmstraining.com.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We know the global elites, the 1%, have hijacked and subverted the U.S. culture, economy, and government. The battle to take back America begins with the Rise USA, the Resurrection Tour. Thousands of patriots are on the march to Little Rock, Shreveport, and three stops in Texas, plus many other stops on the Arise USA Tour. 50 states, 84 stops, 111 days. The Arise USA Tour will unite the 99% of we the people that stand against the 1% globalist elites and their tyranny. The tour is free with hundreds of speakers and freedom fighters, including former CIA spy Robert David Steele, Urban Global Health Alliance Kevin Jenkins, sixth-generation farmer Trent Luce, human rights advocate Sasha Stone, and many more. For tour info and a list of speakers, go to AriseUSA.com. Join the thousands that have donated over $1 million to Arise USA Tour. To donate or for the tour stop nearest you, go to AriseUSA.com. That's AriseUSA.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
That's the home of the binary trigger. That's the home of the Salute line, the Militia line, Reformation, the Providence. Check them out. franklinarmory.com. Talking to Keita Bussey and weaponized woman. Now, I know you've been out there doing some specialized things. There's some things you said you can't talk about. Can you talk about when it looked like Chris Costa was braiding your hair?
Yes. Chris Costa braided my hair. So we were hanging out, shooting some rifles and stuff. And after the day was over, we went in and had dinner. And he had just gotten out of the shower, so his hair was, like, really long and curly, and I just started braiding it. And he was like, oh, well, it's my turn. So he started braiding my hair, but then he was like, but I don't know how. So I gave him a little bit of instruction, and I said, the one on the left goes in the middle, and he's holding the one in his left hand, looking at it, like, shaking it. This one goes there. It was just really funny. All the guys were cracking up. His entire class was there watching. And then the guys started chiming in. They're like, no, no, you went too far. It was pretty fun.
Yeah. So, I mean, what kind of a class were you taking? Can you tell me that?
Oh, yeah. The class I can talk about, that was just a carbine class. Modern Material was there. They let me use their rifles. They were pretty cool. A couple of different kinds. We just did some basic rifle stuff, and I was just kind of observing for movement and what can be tweaked here and there. So Chris was an excellent host, as he usually is.
Yeah. Costa is he was the first one I ever saw to do the C clamp on the front, and I know I know that your guy, the Fieldcraft guy, what's his name, Mike Glover?
Yeah.
He's also a C-clamp guy, so I mean, I look at that, and I mean, if the Coast Guard thinks it's good, the Army thinks it's good, I've been doing it, adopted that.
The reason it's good is because then you're all set up to use support behind cover.
Sure, yeah.
Your hand's not going to get in the way. You know, you don't want the rifle sitting on your hand. You want the rifle in contact with your support.
Right, and you want to be able to move it side to side, up and down, which C-clamp.
Right.
And what I'm talking about is you're taking your thumb and your hand, and you're forming a C. You're grasping your AR-15 way out there. Now, not so far out there that you're near the muzzle device because you don't want to burn your hand or anything, but you have got your arm is just about fully extended. It's way out there, and it is as awkward as that feels when you first do it, it's amazing how much control you have over the weapon when you do it that way.
Yeah, we were shooting a few hundred rounds very quickly, and my gun started getting hot, which I didn't even notice. And then the guy from Modern Material, Joe Savio, grabbed the rifle. I didn't have enough magazines. I wasn't expecting to shoot. I thought I would just be observing. So right. He was loading my mags for me and trying to keep me loaded on the line. So he grabbed my rifle, and it was really hot. And he's like, how have you been holding on to this? My calluses are just so thick, I didn't even know it was hot.
You're supposed to wear gloves with that goofball.
Yeah, Chris told
everybody, okay to wear gloves.
Go throw a glove on. He's like, everybody go throw a glove on. It's going to get hot. We're shooting a lot. And I just don't even feel it. My calluses are like 3 inches thick.
Yeah. So, now, do you not have your own AR-15, or did you just not bring it with you?
I do and I don't. So I got one from New Frontier Armory. It's actually a PCC, but it's an AR-15 platform.
Right.
But they're doing some specialized work on it. So I don't have it yet, but I will have one.
Well, I mean, the AR-15 is a, I've tried to like the AK. I know why people that like the AK
like
the AK.
They're fun.
I do too, but now if you want to talk about a gun getting hot, an AK will get really hot. I mean, it'll get so hot that it is smoking hot. And that's where, with me, I'm like, well, okay, I'm not down for that. I don't want to set my hand on fire. I've seen AKs set themselves on fire, though, with the wooden furniture. So, with the AR, on the other hand, that's that you have to shoot it a lot and often. I would imagine that, Casa, he's branched out, and he's now using lever-action rifles and old-style pump shotguns. I've seen video of him doing that, too. I would imagine his support hand probably has no nerve endings in it. With all the heat that he's
taking. Maybe that's why he couldn't braid my hair.
That could be it. Maybe he just doesn't have any dexterity left in that left hand because he is a right-handed shooter. But, I mean, the thing that I find interesting about Chris is that Chris is a quick innovator when it comes to technique.
Yeah. And he also is one of those guys who isn't going to do it the way it's always been done. He's going to actually think about it and analyze it and figure out what's actually going to work. And does this pass the stupid test? Does it pass the test of common sense?
Well, that's one thing that I think he finds good about being in the private sector as far as it being an instructor, because in the military, if they're going to adopt a technique, somebody has to write a technical manual, then they have to write a field manual, then it has to go to TRADOC, and then it has to go through testing. And
everyone's got their SOP.
Yeah, then they got to, there's two or three years in it, and then they adapt it, and by the time they adapt it, the thing that they based that adaptation off of, that's already moved on and gone on
it's
to something
obsolete.
Else. It's out of the way. It's gone. And, I don't understand why the military has so much dogma involved in it, because they can't be sued for libel or anything.
That's one thing I've run into with these specialized teams is, well, we can't do that because it's against our SOP, which is really frustrating, because the SOP usually is a way to stupid-proof something, but you've got to use common sense as well. So it really limits their options of what they're allowed to do, and I have to work within those standards that their team has set for themselves. Not that they set those standards, but that have been set for them, and work within that to maximize their movement.
Yeah, that kind of stuff. I haven't ever taken a class with Chris. I came very close to doing it, then I had to stay home. Maybe one day I'll get to. I don't know. Chris ranges far and wide. He ranges far and wide, doesn't he? Where'd you have to go to take that class?
Yeah, he travels everywhere. That was in Pennsylvania.
Oh, okay. not. And is he in Idaho or Montana now?
I don't remember. One of those two.
Yeah.
I think he's in Montana.
I don't know.
I'm probably wrong. I don't remember.
I used to talk to him on a regular basis when he moved, before he moved from Florida.
You know I wasn't listening? Because Chris was talking.
I got you. Yeah. I got you. So, will you be back with us next week? Or are you going to be on the road?
For sure.
Okay.
I'll be home.
And maybe between now and then you'll have a guest that comes with you that, one or two that might come with you. I don't know. Maybe you could get Chris to come with you. We could talk about the finer points of hair braiding.
Hair braiding.
Yep. Yeah. Tell everybody how to find you.
Tactical hair braiding.
Yeah.
You can find me at 180firearmstraining.com. Email me 180firearmstraining@gmail.com. I will give you a direct response. You can order my book, Smart Moves, Economy, and Motion for the Shooting Sports there, and I will personalize it for you. Or you can set up a class near you. You can find me on Instagram, Keita Bussey, Facebook, 180 Firearms Training.
There you go. Thank you very much for joining us today.
Thanks, Bill. Love you.
Love you back. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.